Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to drop in and see in all of these different parts of life what is wanting to be birthed through you right now for this coming year and ideally even 6 months. So the intention of this is just being open to everything you desire to feel. Create an experience and just allow whatever comes through, trusting that it's perfect. And feel free to also spend more time on any other areas that we don't cover that you know you have something big that you are calling in. And so, with that, let's just go ahead and ground, taking a deep breath in through the nose, all the way down to your belly, and exhaling, letting everything go. Take another deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. One more big breath in through the nose, getting grounded into the earth and out through the mouth. And so, as we begin this practice, we breathe in the love and compassion of our guidance, God of love. We ask them to hold us in wide open space so that we're truly available to all that we desire and is possible for us in this coming year. So we breathe in that love of guidance. And we breathe out any resistance or judgment or wounded part thinking that might be in the way. Breathing in openness and possibility, and breathing out resistance or anything that's tight in your body. And so, as we begin, just imagining that it's a year from today, and you've created everything that you desire. It is all here now. Inviting your inner self, your subconscious mind, to show you what is in your space right now. Is there a beloved? If so, open to feel him or her name. Perhaps imagining yourself sitting, maybe cross-legged on the sofa, as he or she is facing you. And maybe your beloved just reaches out their hand and just takes your hand in their lap so tenderly. And just allowing this feeling of love, devotion, commitment to just wash over your body. And see yourself in your home, in the environment that you've created, perhaps with this person, or just of your own space to which they are often invited. And just notice how you feel in this space. Notice how the room around you feels. Is it warm? Are there beautiful light fixtures just glowing, tungsten yellow colors? Does it feel cozy and soft, inviting intimacy? Taking a moment to take in what you've created with this being. And letting yourself feel how in awe you are that all of this is possible. Maybe even remembering back to that moment over a year ago when a part of you didn't even think that this was real. Or that this was within reach. And as you feel your beloved pouring this look of love and awe into you, feeling so blessed that you were wrong, that it actually is possible. Possible for you to have exactly the love that you desire and all the other elements that bring life into its full experience. And perhaps bringing your hand gently to just touch the face of your beloved. Gently stroking his or her cheek. Communicating without words. How grateful you are for the power of the love that you are co-creating to expand and amplify all that you are. Thanking this person for choosing you and letting you choose them. Feeling how within this union there is nothing that cannot be done, even more so than either of you on your own. Dropping to your heart and thanking God for loving you so much to make this moment possible. Despite all the moments of doubt along the way. Maybe even placing a hand on your heart, thanking yourself for staying committed. And for having the courage to receive all of this. And as you sit in this place, you can imagine yourself perhaps snuggling closer to your person, leaning a head on their shoulder, perhaps. And even anchoring into the identity that brought you here. Yes, I deserve this. I am good. I am enough. I am lovable. And so, of course, this is my reality. Just anchoring into your truth in this place. I am so worthy of this and more. And then, as you rest your head on the shoulder of your beloved, just imagining you taking inventory of the beautiful work and or creative activities that you have made a reality. Feeling into, if you run a business, just noticing how many beautiful aligned clients you have called in. And just feeling into how they feel growing into their fullest expression inside the container that you've created. See and feel them enjoying the fruits of their intentions. See them getting married, entering partnership, falling so in love with themselves that they trust themselves fully. Feeling confident, embracing their purpose in the biggest way. Feel yourself reveling in their joy, their purpose, their sense of contribution. Hear them thanking you. Maybe see the cards they've sent in gratitude, honoring how you've impacted them and made certain elements possible. And feel yourself feeling proud that you played full out and were willing to risk getting visible and taking risks. It may have felt uncomfortable, but that allowed these miracles and blessings to occur. Letting the impact that you've had move you. And if you haven't started a business, but you have generated some other element of creativity or volunteer work, or just connection in general. See what you've created now. Is there a beautiful garden outside your home into which birds and wildlife, butterflies are drawn by all you've created? Is your home a gathering place of friends and family because everyone who enters your space feels the love, the joy, the beauty you've created both within yourself and in your home from which they get to enjoy the overflow? If so, see the gathering that warms your heart. Maybe friends and family gathered around a giant table filled with food. People laughing. And you reveling in this sense of connection, community, purpose. Feeling so good that you have literally created space for this to exist. And then just noticing your body, taking a moment to feel into how does your body feel, your health, your energy. Noticing how you feel, radiant, vital light. How does it feel inside this beautiful container of yours? And just noticing, what have you set up to support that? Seeing yourself in a day, moving through both moments of productivity as well as movement and ecstasy and joy. Feeling yourself dancing in your living room, moving your body as it organically wants to move to your favorite music. Feeling your energy field amplifying as you receive all this joy and energy and channeling it to that which you're creating next. Feeling your body as a conduit of joy and creativity. Maybe walking outside in nature, in the woods, by the ocean, yawning as you let this beautiful surroundings regulate your nervous system and remind you of who you are in the bigger picture. And just feeling this dance of movement and play and productivity and stillness, and you deftly dancing between them, with each fueling the other. Having released the need to choose play or creation, get to have both. And noticing, what are you doing that's new and playful? Are you dancing tango with your partner? Or mastering ballroom classes with a private instructor? Maybe you're in a bowling league. Imagining yourself perhaps getting dipped as you dance. Throwing strike and just laughing with your beloved or with yourself, and just feeling so grateful you've made space for play to be a priority. And then welcoming in the feeling of abundance that you've created. Just noticing how available and spacious you've become when it comes to money. How completely open you are to all forms of value and exchange. Feeling how powerful you are, how valuable and worthy. Being not surprised as all of this money and abundance in all of its forms flows to you. And seeing and feeling yourself being such a steward with this abundance. Having all of it go into exactly the places that matter most. And just delighting that you've become this lover of abundance that no longer resists the good that wishes to come. but who not only receives it, but magnifies it through who you are and what you do. Feeling how delighted money, abundance, opportunities, and experiences are, how attracted they are to your energy because of how open you've let yourself become. Feeling perhaps how, because of this foundation of deep love and receptivity with this abundance, every decision in your day really is chosen. There's nothing you have to do, but your whole life is something you choose to do. And taking a moment to just revel in that. In the safety and purpose that you have generated. Feeling into perhaps those organizations, the charities that you value most. Feeling them receive these generous contributions that you give. Seeing the faces of these people you care about or animals being served by your expansion into abundance. See and feel this golden light coming from spirit through your open arms into your heart and out again into investments. That come back to you into these nonprofits or purposes, and feeling how these blessings simply multiply and move through you, this open conduit, and feeling the joy and peace that comes with all of that. And then welcoming in, noticing how do you play? How do you adventure? Where have you traveled over this beautiful year? Feel yourself ziplining through the forest canopy in Costa Rica, squealing with delight. Feel your heart expanding as you scuba dive in the Great Barrier Reef and witness this world of parrotfish looking at you, reminding you of your place in the bigger picture. Or just reclining on a beach in Aruba, taking in the sun. Perhaps you've done all of the above, and now you feel yourself sitting at an adorable cafe by the Eiffel Tower, eating croissant, pain au chocolat, and just letting that buttery taste melt in your mouth, feeling so joyful for the woman you've become. Creates adventures and experiences like these. Imagining that you have a trip coming up from Paris, of a food tour of Italy, and imagine, see, and taste yourself eating this pappardelle with truffles and olive oil and parmesan that makes you feel you might just. Die of deliciousness. And notice who's with you. Who has come along for the ride? Is it you with you? Is your beloved there? A child? Friends? Family? Feel yourself just overflowing with joy that you have co-created this adventure, these adventures, this way of living in perpetual exploration and groundedness, and just feeling so blessed. And last but not least, welcome in, see the friends that you have. What is the state of your close friendships? Do you have some regular connecting time? Maybe a Friday night or Sunday night potluck where you get together and share food and maybe play games. Feel yourself laughing until your belly hurts with these friends who honor you and love you and contribute to you as you do them. Feeling this abundance of connection and how alive it makes you feel. Thanking yourself for being open to that. Then just imagining what role your family is playing as we bring this to a close. Just seeing all of your relatives that you desire there in these healthy, boundaried relationships where they know what you will and will not put up with. And as a result, are free to just laugh and play with each other inside of that clarity. And just feel yourself smiling as they too enjoy perhaps being in your space. And you silently delighting at the joy that you've made possible by doing your work and giving space for everyone to feel calm and loved and safe themselves. Oh, and very importantly, just tuning in and feeling your inner child and noticing how she feels. And how you feel about her. Letting your heart soften as you acknowledge the gifts you see in her, her brilliance, her kindness, her tenacity. Perhaps scooping her up in your arms and maybe even holding your heart and your belly and imagining you're holding her. And perhaps just letting your love for her move you. Maybe imagining her tiny arms around your neck. So grateful that you've chosen to prioritize her in all things. And perhaps stroking her hair, her back, thanking her for blessing your life with her many, many gifts and her presence. And letting her know how much you look forward to all that you'll be creating next. And celebrating her for showing you what got to be created this past year to make a life as beautiful as what you've created. Thanking her for showing you your truth. And thanking your guidance for showing you what's loving. In every moment. Last but not least, thanking yourself for the courage you've had in all of these areas to show up fully and for all that you have released to be available for all of this. And gently, maybe bringing your hands to your heart or your forehead. Thanking you for all that you've allowed until now. And committing to open to all that is coming next. So it is, and so it shall be.